set up a place, an atmosphere, where sex was anticipated and encouraged. I hate disappointing people. I love making people happy, making them laugh or feel better about themselves or life altogether. And while some may call it a weakness, I had always seen it as a strength. And it was. Until I began ignoring myself for the sake of others, placing myself in danger to fulfill someone else's momentary happiness. That's when it became not just a weakness, but a grave threat to my health, identity, and emotional well-being. In that moment, it felt like the only choice was to love my boyfriend, and sex meant I loved him. If I chose not to have sex, that would mean I would have to explain myself and convince him that I did love him, but just didn't want to have sex. That didn't make much sense to me, in light of the way I connected what I had to give physically with value, sex with love. I was running out of time to decide what to do. I was so nervous. I felt rushed. And then it happened. I gave myself away. I lost my virginity at 15 years old. I gave away something to someone who never deserved it, did not earn it, and would not keep it. Immediately after, I went to the bathroom. There, I locked the door behind me and turned on the faucet so he wouldn't hear me cry. I slid down the bathroom door slowly. I couldn't stop the tears. I felt an incredible weight of regret and hopelessness. I knew right away I should not have had sex with him. My desire to be loved had driven me into a situation where love was the last thing I found. Fear became my companion. I was scared. Scared of what to do next. Scared of the possibility of being pregnant or of contracting a sexually transmitted disease. Scared of my parents finding out. Scared of God forsaking me. I was even scared of showing my fear to my boyfriend in case he mistook it for me not loving him and thus regretting having sex. But the truth was I did regret it. There was something terribly wrong with how I thought of love and worth. I'd gotten it all backward. I had been looking to my boyfriend and to the relationship itself to give me the love, acceptance, and sense of personal value I craved. And so I was willing to use my physical beauty to stabilize our relationship when it suddenly felt endangered. But this was the opposite of how God designed it to be. Our relationships with others can't be the source of our identity and worth. They will never be able to shoulder that weight for us. Instead, we must find worth and acceptance in God alone, whose love is not predicated on what we can offer him or how attractive we are. When we have this foundation, our relationship then has the freedom to blossom into expressions of love and sacrifice that Jesus has already given us, seen beautifully in the sacrament of marriage. The benchmark of love that we should hold our partners to before we ask for physical unity. Predictably, it wasn't more than 2 weeks after my fateful decision that my boyfriend and I broke up. The stress from sex, fear of pregnancy, lies I had told my parents, my newly depressed mood, the distance now between me and God because I feared I wasn't worthy of forgiveness, all of it had taken a toll. The desires in my heart to be wanted, to be seen as beautiful, to be loved. All of those things that had factored into my decision to give my body to my boyfriend were crushed. Our relationship wasn't prepared to handle life after sex because sex was not the answer to my questions of, am I loved? Am I beautiful? So we broke up and I was left wondering if I ever really loved him and if he ever really loved me. We both clearly did not understand what love really is. So what is it? One of the best definitions of love I have read since my conversion comes from the philosopher and theologian Thomas Aquinas, who defined love as desiring the greatest good for the beloved. The book of Exodus says similarly that love is wanting what is best for the one you love. Thou hast led thy in thy steadfast love the people whom thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them by the strength of thy holy abode. Chapter 15, verse 13. God, because of his love for his people, led them to their final home because it was best for them.